I'm with Packers President Mark Murphy, who will be in Orlando, Florida next week for the annual owners meetings, at which 13 rules change proposals will be voted on by the owners. Two of the proposals, Mark, jump out at me. They're kind of juicy. The first one would allow the referee to consult with members of the NFL officiating department offsite in reviewing a replay review call.
Yeah.
Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, instant replay is really going to be a focus this year. I think there are five separate rules proposals relating to instant replay. I mean, there's a number of people that say, you know, why do we have instant replay? You know, it was better when we just had the officials on the field. But the reality is you have technology available now, and, you know, you go back to its roots. The instant replay was really designed, you know, to correct the game-changing mistake. A couple things that we're concerned about with instant replay, the time it takes, and, you know, obviously a big focus for everybody over the last few years has been the fan experience, you know, sitting and watching the official under the hood for minutes and minutes is not a positive thing. And then the other is consistency. You know, we really like the current system where the referee controls, makes a final decision. But the thought process is that, you know, having Dean Blandino and having people from the league office in New York overseeing and watching every game, watching the replays, could be really helpful in terms of consistency.
And this is a rules change proposal that's being authored by the competition committee that has which has a much better batting average at getting rules changed than the proposals that are
just
offered
come from
by
teams.
Individual teams.
Yeah. I've been on the committee for a few years now, but that's been my experience. You know, for one reason is you research it. I mean, you've studied these issues, you've looked at them, you've got a number of people on the committee who've been able to weigh in on it. And so I think there will be support for this. But you never know how the discussions take place. You know, the other thing I would say is, you know, the NHL has had been very successful in moving to a centralized instant replay system where all the replays are done by their league office centrally. So this is a move a little bit in that direction, but still the referee has a final say.
Okay, here's the other juicy one, and it's authored by Bill Belichick and the Patriots. It would allow a coach to challenge any call by an official other than those that would follow a scoring play or a turnover. Thoughts?
Yeah, you know, I think the thought there, and we've had a number of coaches talk about this. You know, others have said, you know, probably one of the biggest plays in the game is, you know, the hits on the defenseless receivers. And they change the game, they turn the game, and if replay can help us get that right, you know, we should utilize instant replay. And I think that's what Belichick's looking at. You know, I think the issue there is going to be, number one, are you going to have a lot more challenges? You're going to have a lot more reviews. Could it really lengthen the game? You're bringing replay into what are judgment plays. You know, you look at it, Vic, you know, probably the biggest penalties that we have are defensive pass interference. Mm-hmm. You know, the long, you know, 40-yard pass brushes up against somebody, and, you know, that's really a judgment call. And there have been in the past people have said, well, that should really be reviewed because, you know, that's a 50-yard penalty. That's a huge swing in the game. And if replay could show that no contact was made, why wouldn't we utilize that? And so I think that there's going to be pretty good discussion on, you know, having the judgment of the replay and the replay official and that process replacing the judgment of the officials on the field.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll give you my opinion.
I knew that we'd get that. All right.
It's got no shot.
Okay.
Coaches would challenge every call in every game. This one has no chance.
Well, you know, and the other thing, Vic, it would really open up coaches for second guessing. Fans, you know, like, oh, you know, why didn't
well,
you
like
why
that?
And, you know, it's funny. We and with replay is, you know, we spent a lot of time looking at it. And, you know, the college system is something that a lot of people within the league say, you know, it seems to work at the collegiate level. The issue there is that, you know, the referee really doesn't have any say in the process. It's the replay official. And, you know, but you know, talking to people at the collegiate level, they have been very pleased with it.
What's a good year for rules changes? 2-3?
You know, every year is a little different. And, of course, the last, you know, I'd say, you know, 3-4 years has been such an emphasis on player safety related rules. And a lot of those have a lot of support. And so I think we've been doing a little better more recently than we have in the past. But I think there'll be a number of changes, and but there'll be good discussion. And, you know, it's also the kind of thing where you have a really good discussion about an issue 1 year, maybe it doesn't have enough support, but, you know, then 1-2 years down the road, you know, some things happen with issues in the game where people look at it and say, you know, it really makes sense now.